I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Kazakhstan's president authorized security forces on Friday to shoot to kill those participating in unrest, a dramatic escalation and a crackdown on anti-government protests that have turned violent. The Central Asian nation this week experienced its worst street protests since gaining independence from the Soviet Union 3 decades ago, and dozens have been killed. The demonstrations began over a near doubling of fuel prices, but quickly spread across the country, reflecting wider discontent with authoritarian rule. In a televised address to the nation, President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev used harsh rhetoric, referring to those involved in the turmoil as terrorists, bandits, and militants. On Friday, Kazakhstan's Interior Ministry reported that security forces have killed 26 protesters during the unrest, which escalated sharply on Wednesday. Another 26 were wounded, and more than 3,800 people have been detained. A total of 18 law enforcement officers were reported killed and over 700 injured. The numbers could not be independently verified, and it's not clear if more people may have died in the melee as protests turned extremely violent, with people storming government buildings and setting them ablaze. More skirmishes in Almaty were reported on Friday morning, but in other parts of Kazakhstan, life started to return to normal. The country spans a territory the size of Western Europe and borders Russia and China, sitting atop a reserve of oil, natural gas, uranium, and precious metals that make it strategically and economically important, and the crisis has sparked concern in many quarters. This is VOA News. Cambodia's strongman ruler Hun Sen held talks Friday with the Myanmar junta, the first foreign leader to visit since the general seized power more than a year ago. Myanmar has been in chaos since the February 1st coup, which ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's civilian government and ended the country's decade-long with democracy. More than 1,400 civilians have been killed as the military cracks down on dissent, according to a local monitoring group, and numerous anti-junta militias have sprung up around the country. Prime Minister Hun Sen, whose country currently holds the rotating chair of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, landed in Myanmar with 3 million face masks and other medical equipment as a gift for the junta. Rights groups and local anti-junta activists had urged Hun Sen to cancel the two-day trip, saying it legitimized the military regime, but he insisted the visit could have a positive impact. Japan moved ahead with an expansion of support to U.S. troops as the Allies held top-level talks on Friday over tensions with China and North Korea. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the two nations were signing a 5-year extension of the support package provided by Japan for hosting around 50,000 U.S. troops on its soil. Japan renounced its right to wage war after World War II and has since developed a close alliance with Washington, which is treaty-bound to defend the world's third-largest economy. It comes amid growing tensions with China, which has stepped up incursions near Taiwan, a self-ruling democracy that enjoys close ties with Washington and Tokyo, but which Beijing considers a province awaiting reunification. Tennis world number one Novak Djokovic spent Orthodox Christmas in Australian immigration detention on Friday as his lawyers fight a government decision to remove him from the country. Officials said two other players who entered Australia under the same exemption initially granted to the Serbian were also under investigation. Border officials detained Djokovic at Melbourne's airport when he arrived on Wednesday and revoked a visa granted on the basis of a medical exemption from Australia's strict COVID-19 vaccination requirements. The initial decision to grant him entry outraged many in Australia. Djokovic's lawyers have scrambled for legal approval for him to remain until a full court hearing against the federal government on Monday. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.